Good evening. You're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and all that kind of stuff. And also a few other things that I pretend to fit in all those genres just because I really like playing them. And I'm Nigel, bringing you the show tonight on my own in the studio. So it's just me and a bunch of tunes. And the show is really going to consist of what it usually consists of, which is me, tunes, a bit of news about halfway through the middle of the stuff, you know, releases and downloads and things like that, and a bit of information about gigs and clubs going on in the local area. So generally your big roundup of all that kind of stuff. And I opened the show there with Necro's Facilities Fall Apart from their only album, no, possibly their second album so far, Wintermute, which is just absolutely stunning and well worth playing to death, as I believe I am doing with it. Right, time to continue with some tunes, and I'm going to go into some 16 volt.
Thank you.
heard there the fabulous Caustic versus Be My Enemy with Oxyacetylene, a Cuban 8 cover featuring Phil Barry, who is Be My Enemy, but also was in Cuban 8 as well. So that's your original guitar line played by the original person. And that was a fantastic track we got to see live at the Resistance Festival last year in Sheffield, which was just an absolutely awesome surprise. I'm so impressed of all the members of that band, that lineup, keeping that one quiet until, you know, Phil Barry walks on stage and they break out into that track. That was just awesome stuff. Anyway, if you like that track, if you like that version, Caustic versus Be My Enemy's version of that track, you can get it for free. It's available as a free download from Caustic's website, which is tellmeaboutmyuterus.com. And it's a while ago, so you need to scroll down a bit because the website's done in kind of a blog format, so you need to scroll a bit further down the page to see this entry from, I'm not sure how long ago it was, a few weeks, if not a month or two, saying, here's the download link for that. So, again, yes, I do like most times, if I can, to send you in the direction of free legal downloads, because you don't actually have to keep out forking out for all these kind of tracks. You don't have to break the law. You can just go, and a lot of these places are giving away tasters or samplers or compilations for free. Perfectly legal, all happy by the label and the artist, so well worth doing if you want to get your hands on some new tunes. It's also definitely worth mentioning, whilst you're over at Caustic's website, go and check out his podcasts. He's now seeming to do fairly regular podcasts. He did these a while ago. He had a bit of a break when he was all kind of too busy, and now he's starting them up again and in a kind of interesting way. And the podcasts are about an hour long usually, and they involve something interesting to the kind of industrial scene in some way. For the last couple he's put out the commentary tracks for one of his albums he released, where, like a movie commentary track on a DVD, he'll get the band into a room, play the CD in the background, and have a chat about the actual CD, and he's recording it, and stories from when they were on tour and things like that. All quite entertaining stuff. But this week's, month, not quite sure on his frequency of these things, Caustic podcast is going to involve chatting with Zug from Angel Spit, of which Angel Spit are one of those bands I've played quite a bit of, actually, I think. I really do enjoy, and they've got a great passion about their music, and they're really kind of up for it on stage, and kind of remind me of Caustic quite a bit in certain ways. So yeah, definitely worth checking out. I haven't listened to it yet. I generally leave these things to put on an MP3 player whilst I'm in the gym, so I can kind of ignore the gymness and just get on with listening to my little world of things. So that one is one I'm actually looking forward to listening to, so that should be good. So yes, there's all that kind of stuff. What else? Oh, I probably ought to tell you what I played before then as well. So I played Oxyacetylene, Caustic versus Be My Enemy. Before that, I played XRX, The Update, and that was the So Man remix of that, which is kind of weird. I didn't get that until way after the album got released, like months and months. I kind of got a version of it before that without the extra remixes. That's one of the cooler tracks, I think, as well. I do like the So Man version of that. And before that, we had 16 Volt with Beating Dead Horses, taken from Beating Dead Horses. It's title track, and that's, again, a stunning album, one of the better albums of the year, in my opinion. Well worth getting your hands on if you like that. It's just really solid all the way through. But now I've started nattering, I think it's probably worth running down the news and stuff. I'll play a few more tracks and then get on to the gigs and clubs going on, but for the time being I'll go through the news. And we've told you about Caustic, Oxyacetylene, and his podcast, definitely well worth checking out. There's also Angel Spit have got newer stuff available. They've posted a few new tracks on soundcloud.com. So if you go to soundcloud.com/angelspit, you'll find the latest three or four tracks on there are from their forthcoming album Hello My Name Is. So if you want to hear what that kind of stuff is sounding like, get over there, and it's streamable. I don't think you can download it, but you can click and just hit play. SoundCloud's brilliant for this kind of situation where you can just stream tracks, and the artists have a great amount of control over who can stream what and who can download what, and you can stick comments in the track at positions in the track going, hey, I like this bit, kind of thing. So it's really great for feedback with the artists as well. So yeah, get yourself over to SoundCloud and have a listen to what's coming out on Angel Spit's forthcoming album, Hello, My Name Is. Also worth mentioning is, in the same way, XP8 have posted a bunch of new tracks on their Reverb Nation page. So get over to Reverb Nation and search for XP8 and you'll find, I think, again, three or four tracks of XP8 material that's pretty new stuff. So if you like listening to XP8, get yourself over there. That's pretty much all I've got for news at the moment, so I'm just going to continue with some tunes. Here's a bit of Eisenfunk.
Let us play Bond.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And that was, well, a couple of songs I chose due to something about them not taking themselves too seriously that just makes them a lot of fun. That last one there was God Module with Art, but it was the Ashbury Heights remix. Now, anyone who's got a sound like God Module and then gets Ashbury Heights to do a remix, and to be honest, quite a polished one at that. I really do like that Ashbury Heights remix. You're not taking yourself 100% seriously. You're going, yes, I just want to have fun with a couple of tracks, and that's one of them. And that I got off the Kinetic Festival Volume 4 CD, but I believe that's also on a God Module single somewhere as well. And before that, we had Eisenfunk with Pong, which is just incredibly bouncy and tongue-in-cheek, and, you know, it's combining, you know, computer games and cyber dancing and just a bit of, you know, we're just going to go for it and have a lot of fun making this song, and it certainly seems like they have. But now that leads quite nicely into the news, things going on in the local area. I say that because there is an Eisenfunk gig coming up. In fact, it's this Saturday, this coming Saturday, Saturday the 5th September, we have, November, I've got that written down completely wrong, we have Uberbite versus Eisenfunk doing a double headliner at the Corporation in Sheffield, support from Method Cell. Now, the information about this is at corporation.org.uk, the website, and I'm not quite sure how it's going to work out when it says Uberbite versus Eisenfunk. Are they both on stage at once? Are they kind of co-headlining? Are the parts of both bands involved? This I have no idea. You'll probably just find out once you get there and walk through the door. So yeah, that should be good fun if you like Uberbite and Eisenfunk. We've also got the following Saturday. Well, before I go into the following Saturday, I've got to say that it goes without saying that if you're at Whitby Goth Weekend, you already know about it, you know where it is. The big thing of Whitby Goth Weekend is this coming weekend, so that's probably why there's a lot of other club nights going on, but well worth getting along to Whitby if you're already planning it. I won't bother running down the bands and clubs and stuff going on there, because if you're there, you know about them all, and there is also usually far too many to list as well. A week after that, Saturday the 12th of November, we have Flock at the Library in Leeds. Now, Flock is usually on the first Saturday of the month, but it's moved this time just so it doesn't clash with Whitby. It's also doing a theme. It did this last year, and it seemed incredibly successful, and it's the Zombie Apocalypse at St Trinian's theme. So lots of people got dressed up. Anything you think of that might fit that that title, then get yourself along to it, get dressed up in that way. It runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. It's free entry with a student ID before 10 p.m. It's £4 before midnight otherwise, and more information can be found at sheepish.net/flock. Following that, Friday 18th of November, we have the Damned doing their 35th anniversary tour. Damned 35 years, wow. It's impressive stuff. So yeah, if you're a fan of the stuff like the punky stuff like the Damned, then yeah, get yourself along to the O2 Academy in Leeds. Now, that's about £18 plus booking fee, of which there are usually many at the O2 Academies, because they go through things like Ticketweb that seem to just keep adding things on. More information about that can be found at o2academyleeds.co.uk. Following that, on Saturday the 19th, there's a couple of things going on. There's Tenek, which I believe is a side project of one or two of the guys from Mesh, and are playing the Snooty Fox in Wakefield, and the support is from Lost Controllers. The information I found on that was simply on a Facebook event, so if you go onto Facebook and search for Tenek, you should find that information. I believe it's going to be £6 in advance or £7 on the door. The information to get that information, way to get the information about who to contact to get the advance tickets is all on the Facebook event, so get yourself onto Facebook and search for that. But also on Saturday the 19th of November, there's the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. This is £5 on the door, I believe, and runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got the main room, which is kind of goth, rock, pop, cheese, alternative of all different kinds gets played in there. A massive selection of dark party tunes gets played in there, and also you've got the smaller Mutate room, which is more hard dance, electronic and industrial stuff, which is usually very good as well. More information about that can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Right. That's pretty much all I've got in my list of things coming up for the time being. As always, if you know of anything, drop me a line. Find my contact details on the BCB Radio website, so bcbradio.co.uk. Check that. Find the DAC Simulation page or the Nigel's page, and drop me a line. Let me hear about the events you know of going on that are appropriate to kind of goth industrial alternative and stuff. But this was another thing. I'm surprised I've got halfway through the show without wittering on about this. I have managed to get my hands on a pre-release copy of the upcoming Alter de Ruin album. This is due out on the 11th of the 11th of 2011. So it's due out next week, is that? I can't quite make that out in my head mentally. But yeah, in about a week's time, that is due to be released. And I've got a copy of the album, which I'm listening to through at the moment. So I'm going to play you a tune off it. I'm a bit confused by the album because one of the promo tunes I got given, about 2 months ago now, doesn't appear on the copy of the album I've got. So I'm not sure whether that's going to be a single or whether that just didn't make the cut for the album. Not really quite sure in the slightest, but I thought, I know, I'll play you a tune that I haven't played you already. It's not one of those two promo tunes. And it's from the forthcoming album, so you can make your own mind up. In my mind, it is quite varied, like all their albums. It's a bit hard to pigeonhole in any way, shape or form. So you've got to give it a few listens, but this is a track called Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard there Edge of Dawn with All the Time, the Urseus Exit remix of that track, which is only available on the Stage Fright EP, the deluxe edition. The normal edition, I don't believe, has that track on. Before that, you heard Be My Enemy with Disintegration from This Is the New Wave. Be My Enemy being Phil Barry from... from Cubanate. Sorry, my brain stopped for a second there. And before that, we had Altered Arun with Really from their forthcoming album, Son of a Bitch, which is well worth a listen or two. I'll probably play more of that in my following show, just when I'm getting my ears around it a little. Now, I'm running out of time like usual, so I want to say good night. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to leave you with IMX with their track Nightlife. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. Listen.